All right. Hello, Divine Ones. This is Reverend Ann Perswell of Divinely Intuitive Business. We are here for the Divine Noon Moon Magic Call for today. Let's see. We are in November 2020. We're in a really powerful new energy. We are reminding ourselves constantly that we are powerful, powerful beings. That we are indeed co-creators with the divine, that we have the ability to manifest the experiences around us, but not just the experiences, but the items or the situations or even the people. We have this ability, and the new moon gives us the opportunity to come back yet again to connect with that part of ourselves that knows how to create what it is we want. It allows us to connect with that part, to call it forward. But it requires that we be clear about what we want. It requires that we ask. We have the courage to ask for what we want and to say yes when it shows up. It's not enough just to ask for what you want, but then to recognize that you have been given the answer to your request. And it's right there in front of you. Getting clear about what you want, asking for what you want, getting aligned with what you want, and then watching how the divine just shows up. So think about what you'd like to see happen in this next month. All right, and so we say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the opportunity to create that which we desire. To create these visions, these dreams that are in our hearts. Thank you for this chance to commune with you, to commune with ourselves, that part within us that is all-knowing, all-holy, all-beautiful. Thank you for the downloads, for the ideas that come to us throughout each month in delivery or in response to our intentions. We know that these intentions are here to be completed, and we say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and so it is. Start tapping the top of your head. Ah, I have so many things I want to create. And between the eyes, so many things I want to create on the side of the eyes. And it seems like I will never get them all done. And under the eyes, it seems like I'll never get them all done. I don't know how they can all come into being. Under the nose, what if I were to be able to create this? And the chin, what if I could do this? The collarbone, no, it just seems too much. It seems too hard. It seems too big. I want it, but I don't know how I can create it. Under the arm, I want it, but I don't know how to create it. The wrist, what if I don't have to know how to create it? And the karate chop, what if just asking for it is enough? Top of the head, what if just asking for it is going to help me create it? Between the eyes, what if just asking is enough? Side of the eyes. What if just getting present to that dream in my heart is enough? Under the eyes. What if there are indeed divine beings who want to help me? Under the nose. What if by asking, by setting my intention, I'm calling in those divine beings? The chin, that would be kind of cool. Collarbone, what if by asking and setting my intentions and calling in these divine beings, I am opening up a way, a portal, if you will, for the desires of my heart to be created, to be manifested? Under the arm, what if it really is as simple as that? The wrist, I can pay attention to when things flow for me and say, thank you, God. Thank you, Divine One. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you, angels. Thank you, guides. Thank you, universe, for providing a way. Karate chop. I can pay attention and say yes when they show up. Tap of the head. I know how to do that. I've done that my whole life, between the eyes. I've done that on so many things my entire life. Side of the eyes, I pay attention, and I recognize the opportunity under the eyes, and I say yes. I say yes to the opportunity. I say yes to being able to create something. Under the nose, I say yes to a podcast, or yes to an idea, or yes to a phone call with someone, or yes to a program that I need to get in order to understand more how to do something, or yes to a book, or yes to a call. I know that I can trust myself to recognize opportunities when they show up. I can trust myself to not only recognize them, but to say yes to them, to understand how they help me create the life that I want, to understand that saying yes enables me to have what I want, and to trust that I will be taken care of throughout this process of creating what I want, of manifesting what I desire. I can trust myself. I have these desires that are in there, put in there by the divine, that divine part of me, put in there by that to be created. And there is a way. There is a way for me to have what I desire. Because it was put there by the divine, there must also be a way. Maybe it takes time. So what? I'm willing to put in the work. I'm willing to put in the play. I'm willing to put in the yes. I'm willing to put in the education and the understanding. I'm willing to follow my guidance so that I may have this desire that is in my heart. I'm willing. Today I say yes to these intentions that I set, to these desires that I set. I say yes to them. And I don't have to know how. I only need to say yes. Yes, I will allow this to show up in my experience. Yes, I will allow this to be a part of my future, to be a part of my now. I will allow this to be here in my world right now, because I know that time is all here right now. I am willing, I am willing, I am willing to receive this. I'm willing to receive these intentions. I'm willing to connect with my own deep truth, with my heart. My heart knows. My heart knows what's the right next step. My heart knows where to go. My heart knows with whom to contact. My heart knows whether to go or to wait, to go or to stay, to get quiet or to get loud. My heart knows, and I trust it. I trust this guidance. I trust it because it has my back. This is my truth. This is my truth. This is my truth, and so it is. All right, take a nice deep breath. All right, go get your divine on. We'll see you on the call next month. Bye, everybody. Thank you.